It's Mix 104.9, and there's a fantastic new YouTube series that's going to be hitting the internet. The ever-talented Archie Roach is going to be hosting many other talented people, Indigenous artists, Torres Strait Islander artists. In fact, there's going to be 12 episodes, I believe.
Yeah, screening on YouTube.
Yeah. I'm very excited for episode two because it's one of my favourite people here in Darwin and a big family name. The Motlop name is massive. Marlon Motlop joins us on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, Marlon.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for jumping on. I mean, the last time we saw you performing was Bass in the Grass earlier this year. It was a spectacular show for 2021, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a really, really cool way to kind of get started in 2021. You know, we were coming off the back of WOMAD Adelaide here and here down in South Australia, and Bass in the Grass was just super cool. Super cool to perform in front of friends and family back on home soil.
Well, speaking of that, you actually managed to get a couple of your family members backstage. They were ecstatic.
I can't do too much without, Thomas and Daniel tagging along. So we managed to get them on stage, which was good.
Now let's talk about the kitchen table yarns. You sat down with Archie Roach to talk about your music. That must have been really exciting for you.
Yeah, it's a bit of a, it was eye-opening and, a bit of a pinch yourself moment. You know, I've followed Archie Roach's music for a long time. His sound was playing through our households as children when we were growing up, and it was a big part of my life musically, and just the storytelling in his music, and his songs were just captivating. So to be able to sit down on episode two of his podcast and yarn with him and talk music and culture and a bit of footy and family as well, I'm very fortunate and very grateful.
Well, we're excited to see you on the show, but I'm also excited to ask you, what sort of, where are we going to start seeing you over the next few months? Are you going to be doing a few more gigs around Australia and possibly even here in Darwin?
I think we had a couple booked in back home in Darwin. I was supposed to support Electric Fields up there, and the Nemas is still postponed, so I'm just waiting to hear about that. But, those were a couple, so hopefully COVID, it stays under control and we can get back traveling. But I've been recording with a couple of artists down here and in South Australia as well, so we've got a couple of tracks coming out, and hopefully later in the year working towards releasing my first solo single as well towards Christmas, so that'll be pretty exciting.
That is very exciting. Can we get a bit of a sneak peek on what you're going to be talking to Archie about in that episode that drops?
Yeah, I guess it's surrounded around music and culture, really. Mm. We were, myself and, Rulla Kelly Mantle, who I performed with at WOM Adelaide. We were fortunate enough to perform a private acoustic set to Uncle Archie just before our performance. And he was really excited about our sound and our storytelling within our music as well. So that was off the back of that kind of sparked the next few opportunities and this one to sit down with him. But it is the podcast is based around being a First Nation person in this country, and your lived experience and your storytelling through your music, and also a bit about culture and family and how you're navigating your way through this world today as an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander person.
You talked to him about, you mentioned just before you were able to talk to him a little bit about footy. You mentioned family just then. Are you coming back to Darwin to possibly play a few games with the family at Wanderers?
Yeah, I don't have a choice. I have to, otherwise family won't talk to me. But I've just, I've pretty much announced my retirement to my SA NFL club here, Glenelg Football Club. So this is my last year down here playing footy. So I'm going to get stuck right into, our business and my music and, really have a crack there. And in the off season, travel back up home and see family and play the muck-mucks.
Yeah, you have to.
Team, Sarah.
I don't know if they're going to let him retire as easily up here, let's be honest. Marlon, thank you so much for joining us on the line. We're, like I said, super excited to see episode two in the Kitchen Table Yarns. Thank you so much for joining us. And we also look forward to seeing you performing here in Darwin.
Indeed. Thanks, Marlon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.